Good morning. Today is Sunday morning, the 25th of December. I hope you all are having a good morning this morning. I hope that this will be a blessed day for you. You know, the 21st chapter of John is the last chapter in the book of the Gospel of John, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit this morning. John begins his book, the Gospel of John, by saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He completes the book of John, the last verse of the 21st chapter, saying, "There are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written." So he talks about, he starts his book out by saying, "In the beginning was the Word of God, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Then he completes and says that if everything was written that God did, the world itself could not contain the books that would be written. Okay? This signifies the majesty, glory, and power of God Himself. After Christ rose from the dead, it says in verse 1, "After these things, Jesus showed Himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise He showed He Himself. And there at Tiberias, they were together, Simon, Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. And Simon Peter said to them, 'I go fishing.'" Peter had fishing on his mind, didn't he? "And then they said unto Peter, 'We also go with thee.' They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus said unto them, 'Children, have ye any meat?' They answered him, 'No.' And he said unto them, 'Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find.' Well, another one of the Gospels in this account, Peter said to Christ, 'Look, Lord, we've fished all night long and caught nothing. But I'll go ahead and do what you say.'" But, you know, Peter was a fisherman. He was a fisherman. That was his trade. But he cast his net, and he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Now, that's quite a story for fishermen, isn't it? It's quite a story for fishermen. "Therefore, the disciples whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter," that disciple whom Jesus loved. I'm glad. What a statement. Peter denied Christ three times, but it says that disciple that Jesus loved. Jesus had been prayed for by Peter. "It is the Lord." Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked and did cast himself into the sea. Well, that disciple whom Jesus loved was the one that told Peter that it was the Lord. This is really referring to John, isn't it? Now, we know that that Christ loved Peter as well as John, because he asked Peter, "Lovest thou me?" three times. And he also told Peter that he had prayed for him. So he not only loved John, but he also loved Peter. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it was 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And as soon as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there and a fish laid thereon and bread. Jesus saith unto them, "Bring of the fish which ye have now caught." Simon went up and drew the net to the land full of great fishes, 153. For all there were so many, yet was not yet the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, "Come and dine." And none of the disciples durst ask him, "Who art thou?" knowing that it was the Lord. Reminds me of that song, "Come and Dine." "Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the waters into wine. If Jesus calleth now, come and dine." Well, he says in the 14th verse, this is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these?" He saith unto thee, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He saith unto thee, "Feed my sheep." He saith to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" He saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my sheep." He saith unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thine hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, "Follow me." Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciples whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, "Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee?" Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" Jesus said to him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me." Then went this saying abroad among the brethren that the disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, "He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee?" This is the disciple which Jesus testified of these things and write these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Well, and that's when John concludes this book, when he says the way we started this study, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose, that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Well, this is quite a historical account of how Jesus showed himself to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. And you know, it's quite an interesting thing how he showed himself up on the showed himself after these disciples had fished all night, and how he, through a miracle, caused them to catch these 153 fishes. So I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read this chapter. And as he reads this last chapter, the Gospel of John, think about how marvelous, great things that God did in revealing himself to the disciples after he rose from the dead.
After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples of the Sea of Tiberias, and his wives showed he himself. They were together, Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth, entered into his ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. When the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, and the disciples knew that not that it was Jesus. And Jesus saith unto the children, have ye any meat? They answered, no. He said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore the disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon heard that it was the Lord, he girded in his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked and didn't cast himself into the sea. Other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from the land, as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And as soon as they were come to land, they saw fire coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, bring the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land, pulled great fishes, 153, and for all there was so many that was not yet net broken. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord, Jesus said, cometh and taketh bread, and giveth them, and fish likewise. Mary goes, catch your fish. So now the third time that Jesus showed himself to the disciples after he was risen from the dead. So when they had died, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest where thou wouldest. When thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and others shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. Peter seeing him saith unto Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is it that to thee, follow thou me? Then went this saying abroad among the brethren that this disciple should not die. And Jesus saith unto him, he shall not die. If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This disciple which testified of these things, that wrote these things, and we know this testimony is true. There are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they should be written, every one, I suppose, even the world itself should not contain the books that should be written. Thank you. Amen.
Well, it's a great account of the kind of the reunion that Christ had with the disciples around a fish supper. God bless.